This is Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com. I've got this week's Art Marketing Action podcast, but first I want to tell you that my Blast Off class, which is my most popular class, is coming up starting at the end of August. Be sure to check it out because we'd love to have you join us and get ready for the fall season. That's at artbizcoach.com/blastoff.html. In today's podcast, I want to introduce you to the work of Peggy Klaus. Peggy is the author of Brag, How to Toot Your Own Horn Without Blowing It, which is something I recommend for every artist. I was thrilled to interview her about this book back in 2008, since it's a topic that artists struggle with, bragging about themselves and their accomplishments. Does this sound familiar to you? Klaus says brag is not a four-letter word. She says remaining quiet about your successes only leads to being underappreciated and overlooked. We don't want this for you. So on her book website, Klaus offers a free questionnaire to help you brag better. I've adapted her questions here for your use. The answers you construct will help you write a better bio, media release, blog post, or brochure, or just tell a better story. So you ready to get started? I got 12 questions for you. 1. What would you and others say are your 5 personality pluses? Your responses to this are going to come in handy when you're interviewed for a job, a workshop appointment, or any position that requires working with others. 2. What are the 10 most interesting things you've done or that have happened to you that have contributed to your art career? 3. How did you end up becoming an artist anyway? This is a frequent topic of conversation, so be prepared to respond with a good story. 4. What do you like or love about being an artist? You can substitute the specific medium if you prefer. What do you like, love about being a sculptor, painter, fiber artist, metalsmith, photographer, etc.? 5. What projects are you working on right now, and why are you so enthusiastic about them? 6. What career successes, such as education, exhibitions, collections, etc., are you most proud of having accomplished? 7. What new art or business skills have you learned in the last year? This is something you're going to want to document if you're an instructor in any capacity. 8. What professional and personal obstacles have you overcome to get to where you are today? What essential lessons have you learned from any mistakes? Yeah, I know you probably don't want to focus on the mistakes, but those are kind of fun stories most of the time, and we learn from others' mistakes. 9. What training or education have you completed, and what did you gain from those experiences? You're going to want to include self-education as well. Have you taught yourself? How have you done that? Be sure to also include any non-art training or education that contributes to your worldview as an artist. 10. What organizations are you associated with and in what ways? Are you a member, officer, founder? How does each organization contribute to your art career or personal development? 11. How do you spend your time outside of the studio, including hobbies, interests, sports, family, and volunteer activities? This kind of information can spice up anyone's biography. Finally, 12. In what ways are you making a difference in people's lives? You undoubtedly are, so be sure that you know how. Final word, brag better about your art by spending time reviewing your accomplishments. If you can't stand the word brag, just think of it as truth-telling. You're not going to embellish or lie about what you've been up to. You're just going to be able to provide a more coherent and maybe interesting response that doesn't beat around the bush. If you'd like to listen to my complete interview with Peggy Klaus about her book, Brag Better, just go to artbizblog.com, look up this podcast, and there you'll find a link to my interview with Peggy. I hope you'll listen to it and enjoy it. That's it for this week's Art to Marketing Action podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the free Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is an email version of this podcast.